SRN News, I'm John Scott. Qatari Foreign Ministry spokesman Mojed Al Ansari confirms Pakistan is leading ceasefire discussions with the U.S. and Iran. Qatar not directly involved.
We remain, you know, in contact with our brothers in Pakistan who are leading this mediation. As you have seen, there has been a lot of calls and prospective visits from Pakistani officials with Qatari officials, and all of this is within this kind of coordination that the whole region actually is engaging with Pakistan. We applaud the efforts of Pakistan. We support their efforts.
Last weekend, talks between the U.S. and Iran aimed at permanently ending the conflict and Iran failed to produce an agreement. President Trump has suggested a second round of talks could take place in the next couple of days. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on fears the U.S. blockade of Iran ports could trigger a return to hostility.
The standoff between the U.S. and Iran has deepened as Washington's declared it had blockaded Iran's ports, and Iran is threatening to strike targets across the region. Pakistan says officials are racing to bring the sides together again for more talks. Though last week's ceasefire is appearing to hold, the showdown over the Strait of Hormuz has risked reigniting hostilities and deepening the region-wide war's economic fallout. The blockade applies to vessels going to and from Iranian ports. The move could restrict the passage of the few ships that Iran considers friendly, which have been permitted to traverse the strait as Iran has curtailed maritime traffic since the start of the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A California woman says she was sexually assaulted by Democrat Representative Eric Swalwell in 2018 and now plans to make a report to law enforcement. Swalwell dropped out of the California governor's race on Sunday and said he would resign from Congress this week, following earlier allegations of sexual assault from a different woman. This is SRN News. A religious freedom group concerned about Mozambique.
Persecution of Christians is a terrible problem in many parts of Africa, but Global Christian Relief says the situation in Mozambique is being overlooked by the international community. GCR says other leading countries need to press the government in Maputo to, quote, guarantee the safe return and reintegration of Christian communities displaced by insurgency, particularly in regions afflicted by violence since 2024. The group is urging the Trump administration to tie any aid to Mozambique to the government's willingness to address persecution. Michael Harrington reporting.
Election races for local school boards, long ignored by both voters and journalists, has become big news lately. The races, hotly contested now in many states, as they have become forums for debates over transgenderism, LGBT books, and religious freedom. This is SRN News. Asian surnames have been the fastest growing in the United States.
The Census Bureau says Smith, Johnson, Williams, Brown, and Jones remain the top five last names from the 2020 census. The fastest growing surnames from 2010 to 2020 were Asian, including Zhang, Liu, and Wang. In the 21st century, Asians have been the fastest growing of the country's largest racial or ethnic groups, and they now make up 7% of the U.S. population. The census tally shows the most popular male first names were Michael, John, James, David, and Robert. The most common female first names were Mary, Maria, Jennifer, Elizabeth, and Patricia. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Kennedy Center's new executive director, Matt Floca, is leading tours to show the building's need for major repairs. These tours highlight water damage and issues with the HVAC system and parking garages. More details at srnnews.com.